Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water Street in Catskill, and community soup night is there every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Steffi of Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Arizona's 1864 abortion ban is not so great. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. When exactly was America great? Is a common question often asked of Donald Trump loyalists sporting MAGA, Make America Great Again hats. The Republican-dominated Arizona Supreme Court has an answer. 1864. Put aside that the nation was embroiled in a civil war, millions of people were brutally enslaved, native populations were being driven from their lands, and that women were more than a half century from having the right to vote. What apparently made America great in 1864 were extremist anti-abortion laws then in existence. These old laws are being dusted off in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's June 2022 Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade's federal guarantee of the right to abortion. This week, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that an 1864 Arizona abortion ban, including in cases of rape or incest, still stands, with an exception to save the life of the pregnant person. The court stayed its enforcement for 2 weeks pending final appeals. If those fail, abortions will be criminalized in Arizona, with anyone performing one or even assisting someone in obtaining one facing up to 5 years in prison. For some history, Arizona was a territory, not a state, in 1864 and was briefly contested during the Civil War. Confederates wanted it for its vast mineral wealth and for potential access to the Pacific Ocean. Union leaders sent in troops, winning decisive military control in 1862. President Lincoln appointed William Howell, a Michigan judge, to write Arizona's laws, specifically including the banning of slavery, with a notorious exception also included in the Constitution's 13th Amendment, that prisoners can be subjected to forced labor, and the protection of fugitive slaves from capture and return to the South. Howell also included in the 461-page document, for reasons that are not entirely clear, a short section banning abortion. While our society has progressed dramatically in the intervening 160 years, four Arizona Supreme Court justices, all appointed by the state's previous Republican governor, Doug Ducey, ruled that the ban is just fine as is. In 2022, Arizona passed a 15-week abortion ban. That wasn't extreme enough for some anti-abortion activists who sought a court order reinstating the 1864 ban. abortion. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, said after this week's ruling,
I promise I would do everything in my power to protect our reproductive freedoms.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, also a Democrat, said no woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law, unquote. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito included the 1864 Arizona ban in a list of other state and territorial laws in his controversial Dobbs decision that overturned Roe. Several historians have pointed out that Alito's list of laws dating from as far back as 1825 fails to provide any context and misses the point that medicinal abortion was a common and accepted practice throughout the colonial era and into the 19th century. More importantly, the historical laws Alito relied on to overturn Roe completely ignore two centuries of progress.
A majority, overwhelming majority of the population wants abortion to be legal in all circumstances.
Amy Littlefield, abortion access correspondent at The Nation, said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
After Dobbs, that population is angry. They are motivated. They are voting. They are organizing. And Republicans and Democrats alike understand this.
The impact of the Arizona abortion ban will be enormous. On a clinical level, thousands seeking abortions will be denied access unless they have the resources to travel to another state. Politically, the Arizona law could be earth-shattering. Arizona Abortion Access is a group collecting up to 1 million signatures, several times the number needed, to put an amendment on the Arizona ballot in November to enshrine the right to an abortion in the state constitution. Voters will flock to the polls to support this abortion access referendum. Arizona Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake understands this and criticized the state Supreme Court decision this week, despite lauding the 1864 ban in 2022. Likewise, former President Donald Trump said in a video statement that abortion laws should be left to the states.
Now it's up to the states to do the right thing.
But then 2 days later, said the Arizona Supreme Court went too far. Arizona is a swing state, and Trump knows abortion has been a winning issue for Democrats since Roe was overturned. An abortion rights referendum will also be on the ballot in Florida, where a 6-week ban is about to go into effect, putting that reliably red state back in play for President Biden. 1864 was a pivotal year in U.S. history, as the tide shifted in the Civil War, leading to Union victory and the abolition of slavery the following year. Yes, the nation made faltering progress then, but it was by no means great. For true greatness, we can only look to the future. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Housing options are often sparse in rural America, especially affordable ones, and the Housing Assistance Council fears low-income residents are at risk of losing their homes. Kristen Blum with the newly founded Center for Rural Multifamily Housing Preservation says the biggest challenge is rental housing financed through the USDA, some of which is 3 decades old.
They need rehab, and it's not easy in rural communities to access the funding that's needed to rehab those units.
Blum says even if a nonprofit wants to buy and rehab the units, it first has to find the money and navigate complicated federal rules. But she says that housing stock is critical and primarily occupied by seniors or individuals with disabilities.
The average income of households that live in these properties is $16,000. And so it's a very vulnerable population.
The USDA has not financed any modern housing in more than a decade and now has fewer than 400,000 units available. A new philanthropic organization will give $10 million in grants for rural communities to enhance civic participation. Susanna Brown has more.
The Trust for Civic Life funds projects by small-town entrepreneurs, hobby groups, public venues, and cultural centers to build links in their community. Executive Director Charlie Brown says a major goal is to strengthen trust between institutions and regular citizens.
I think we have a track record in this country where if you live in a rural community, you probably have a good reason to believe that institutions haven't always served you well.
The Trust collaborates with residents and funds local problem-solving projects. It hopes to support areas that often struggled to compete for federal grants.
The most important part of our democracy is how we every day come together with with people who we may not agree with to identify a problem and work together to solve it.
A second round of nominations for the funding will open in August. I'm Susanna Brown.
Unique revenue from renewable power is helping preserve North Carolina's small and black-owned farms. Programs like one with Enter Wealth Solutions help landowners create a consistent stream of income by installing solar panels or windmills in the fields where they grow their crops. Matt Abel with the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association says this can be a lifesaver for struggling farm families.
They've been a real lifeline for a number of family farmers who have been in a position of having to make the tough decision between potentially selling the family farm or having a new financial opportunity on the table to provide a predictable source of revenue.
Abel says it's making inroads in the state's power mix as renewables surpass huge coal plants to account for about 8% of North Carolina's generation. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, community radio. WGXC is always there for you, at your service.
like to ride in my beautiful balloon. Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We would float among the stars together, you and I. For we can fly.
Thank you. enormous, and it was like silver. But it sort of made a humming noise.
Hindenburg has gone. Her tragedy will not halt the march of progress. From her ashes will arise the knowledge, from her faith the lesson, that will lead to a greater and a better means of mastering the air. If so, her death will not have died in vain. Thing that ever flew. She represented man's latest attempt to conquer the Atlantic by air. Her tragedy will not halt the march of progress.
party anyway when folks get it old. Anyway, when it's on a mile, but it's up in the world just a little bit too high.
The ship is riding majestically toward us like some great feather. Riding the sword was mighty proud of the place it's playing in the world's aviation. The ship is no doubt bustling with activities we can see. Orders are shouted to the crew. The passengers are probably lining the windows looking down at the field ahead of them, getting their glimpse of the mooring mast. And these giant flagships standing here, the American Airlines flagships, waiting to rise into all points in the United States when they get the ship moored. There are a number of important persons on board, and no doubt the new commander, Captain Max Frisch, was thrilled too for this great moment, the first time he commanded the Hindenburg. On previous flights, he acted as the chief officer under Captain Lehman. It's practically standing still now. They've dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship, and it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men. It's starting to rain again. The rain had slacked up a little bit. The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It's rushed into flight. It's slacked up a little
bit. Wait, get it started. It's rising terrible. Oh, my, get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring mast, and all the folks between that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the passengers screaming around it. I told you, I can't even talk to people. His friends are out there. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, it's just like that massive smoking wreckage. And everybody can hardly breathe and talk and scream. Lady, I'm sorry. Honestly, I can hardly breathe. I'm going to step inside where I cannot see it. I'm sorry,
And now, friends, I want to tell you, I'm back here, I want to tell you that the wreckage is still flaming out there, but I have some very good news for you. I just came from the front of the building where they have set up an emergency station, and they claim that between 25 and 30, that is the estimate, between 25 and 30 are stays out of the wreckage. Now, I have here a total of 39 passengers and 61 crew. That would make an even 100, but they tell me there were about 106 on board, so that makes 35 out of, between 25 and 30 out of 106 so far saved and accounted for, that have, they have been identified. Between 25 and 30 out of 106...
The engine spit out fire. I'm pushed back in my chair. The pressure gives me thrills as we climb in the air. And I love to watch the clouds and the mountains and the sky swish around a cocktail the stewardess brings by. Lord, this is the life for me. Lord, oh Lord, this is the life for me. But I don't wanna die in an air disaster. I don't wanna die on a plane. Well, I fishtail through the lanes and I make my tires squeal. Power at my feet and glory at the wheel. And I wind the windows down, let the wind blow through my hair. God knows where I'm going, but me, I don't care, Lord. This is the life for me. Lord, oh Lord, this is the life for me. But I don't wanna die in a freeway fire. Lord, this is the life. I don't wanna die. Well, I'm young and I'm pretty, and I wanna stay that way. Wanna be desirable till my dying day. I don't wanna be bedridden, an old and bitter say. Half the nurse is saying I'm young for my age.
He's young for his age.
Oh Lord, don't let me go that way. Lord, oh Lord, don't let me go that way. No, don't make me go like a fading chorus. Don't make me fade like a song. Oh Lord, have mercy on your son. Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, have mercy on me. 'Cause I don't wanna die in a near disaster. And I don't wanna die in a freeway pile. And I don't wanna go like a fading chorus. And I don't.
are tuning in Auctions and Auctioneers. First, Bernard Herrmann is behind us with the auction scene from North by Northwest. We are tuning in Alfred Hitchcock movie. We are going to hear all sorts of auctions and auctioneers tonight, remixed and with added beats. We'll also hear Leroy Van Dyke's The Auctioneer song, REM's Auctioneer, Another Engine, and John Michael Montgomery's Sold Grundy County Auction. We'll hear the auction battle from the True Stories movie. We'll also hear Raymond Scott's Tobacco Auctioneer, Frankie Smith's The Auction 12-inch remix, and Sweet Honey in the Rock will end things off with No More Auction Block on Waveform Radio and WGXC.
Okay, all right, a lot of nice color here on the quilt there, and it's queen size. I'm gonna get 500 here, I'm gonna get three, now three on the bottom, now three bill, I'm gonna get three on the bottom, now 300 here, I'm gonna get three bill, now three, now 200, and now two bill, I'm gonna get two on the bottom, now 2 years, yes, two, now two and a quarter, I'm gonna get 225, I'm gonna get 225, I'm gonna get 250, and now 250 bill, I'm gonna get 250, yes, 50, now 75, I'm gonna get 275, I'm gonna get three on the bottom, I'm gonna get three bill, now three, now three and a quarter, I'm gonna get 325 here, and now 325, I'm gonna get 350, I'm gonna get 350 bill, I'm gonna get 350, now I'm gonna get 350, now I'm gonna get 350, now 75, I'm gonna get 375, I'm gonna get 75, I'm gonna get $400 here, I'm gonna get four bill. Ralph, your turn, 400, I'm gonna get four bill, now.
Ma'am, if he bids $675, would you bid $685? You'll slap him, okay, all right, okay. Well, I tried. High 685, what do you get 680 pound, I'm gonna 685, what do you get 680 pound, I'm gonna 685. And now 685, what do you get 680 pound, I'm gonna 680 pound, I'm gonna a nice quilt. We got a knot, in all honesty, in all seriousty, we got some really nice colors here. 685, 685, what do you get 680 pound, I'm gonna 685, what do you get 680 pound, I'm gonna 680 pound, I'm gonna 685, what do you get 680 pound, I'm gonna get 85, yes, 85, and now 95, what do you get 6, you better run. 695, what do you get 690 pound, I'm 695. What do you get? 695. What do you get? 690 pound. I'm 695. What do you get? 690 pound. You want in, ma'am? 695. What do you get? 690 pound. I'm 690 pound. I'm nobody get 695. You've been with us all the way. 695. And now 690 pound. I'm nobody get 690 pound. I'm 695. 585. Last call. 685. 695. What do you get? 690 pound. I'm 690 pound. I'm now. What do you get? 690 pound. I'm 95. Bill. Sold at $685.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here now, 10 and now 25 and now 35 and now 50 and now 60. Will they give me 60 now? 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't live. listened to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, now $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30 bid, upon my $30, will you give me 30, who would bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, now $35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, and I'll a $40, 40, will they give me 40, make it 40, bid on them all, $40, don't we live 40, who'd be the $40 bid? $40 bid, and now 45, will they give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid at a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let Paul give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, and I'll a $50, 50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it on a $50, will they give me 50, who'd bid a $50 bid? $50 bid, and now 55, will they give me 55, I'll make it a 55, a bid of 55, I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boy. Here we come, a lock number 29 in, what are they going to give for? I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make it 50, bid it on a 59, 60, will they give me 69, 75, and 85, and 95, 100, and 25, and 50, 75, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 8.
Thank you.